from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We broke down the Steelers' offense yesterday, position by position, at the 50-minute mark of each hour, and we're going to get into the Steelers' defense today in the same way. And we start with a malign group, Doran. It's the corners. And here's who they have listed on Our Lads, which is a great place to find depth charts, at nickelback for the Steelers. Graylin Arnold, Beanie Bishop, Josiah Scott. Behind Joey Porter at left corner, Darius Rush, Anthony Averett, and Kalen Barnes. And behind Dante Jackson, it's Corey Trice and Graham Thomas Jr.
Mm.
So here's my question to you. Will the pass rush be able to adequately cover up the Steelers' woes until at least Cam Sutton gets back?
Not all the time.
Yep.
Not all the time. A decent portion, they're going to do their job. Highsmith and Watt, like, they're going to get to the quarterback. But you have one guy on the other side that is going into a second year that you're hoping can be one of the top corners in the NFL. Now, he's projected to be, but you're still hoping. I mean, he still has to come through and do it. And Joey Porter Jr. And then you have a big hole at the opposite corner. And Dante Jackson being a guy that they traded for, don't know what he could bring to the table, but... You know, Anthony Averett is a guy that played a lot of football and has, you know, played for the Ravens for a few years. He could be a guy that could step up. Corey Trice is coming back from an injury. So they're really in the same position that they are at wide receiver, at corner. Like, they're in the same exact position.
One guy and then question marks.
Correct. One hopeful guy.
And both guys that aren't question marks, yeah, they still have their own questions to answer. Who do you feel better about having a good season, Joey Porter Jr. or George Pickens?
Man, that's a great question.
Thank you.
That's a great question.
Thanks, Ron.
Joey Porter Jr. Slightly. I mean, I think that George Pickens is going to have a good season. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's going to be a lot harder than people think with him being basically the only threat at wide receiver.
Yeah.
So, Joey Porter Jr., if he can travel with the number one and he can lock him down, which he showed that he could do last year, and he's going to get better this year. Yeah, Joey Porter Jr. probably having more faith in having a better season.
And you and I have more faith in Arthur Smith than I think other talking heads at least seem to. But I think that defensively, Joey Porter Jr.'s got more help around him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's easier on him to be great than it is on George Pickens.
Yes.
Like, the front seven should be one of the best in football. Your safety play should be really good behind you. Whereas with Pickens, it's Freiermuth, and then dear sweet God.
Right.
Cross your fingers, bless yourself, and just hope.
Just hope.
Mm-hmm. Doran kindly reminded me we are breaking down the Steelers' defense position by position at the 50-minute marks of every hour. And Callis has the music.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the defensive line, Doran.
Okay.
So you got Cam Hayward, you got Larry Ogunjobi, you got Keanu Benton. Those are your three starters. Is Keanu Benton going to be the only one of those three who's on the team next year?
No.
Cam will be back?
Yes.
Now, Ogunjobi, I believe, has one more year on his contract. I believe after this season, he's making a pretty penny. I do not think he'll be back either way, though.
Right.
And so I look at the Steelers' defensive line, and I like two out of the three, and you got Watt and you got Highsmith on either side. But if you suffer an injury, I think you are in a world of hurt. If it's Benton or Hayward, because behind them you've got Montrevious Adams, Dean Lowry, Braden Faoko, who spent a lot of last year in the practice squad, DeMarvin Leal, who really, I don't think the Loudermilks or the Leals of the world have really lived up to the expectations we've had for them.
Very, very thin. And this is why that they need to get a deal done with Cam Hayward, because they just need him. You know, at the end of the day, they need Cam Hayward to be on this defensive line. They're very thin. I don't know if Ogunjobi could ever stay healthy. He's never healthy. So, I mean, what's it? I mean, he's another year older. Is he going to stay healthy for 17 weeks of the season? Or 17 games of the season? I doubt it. So I wouldn't see him after this coming season. So this is going to be a very defensive line heavy draft in 2025 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this year, they better hope and pray that they can get through with what they have, because they are extremely, extremely thin.
They are, and you hit on where I was going next. If I had to bet on what their first-round pick's going to be next year, I think I'd go defensive line.
Yep.
And it's why, you're right, they need to get something done with Cam Hayward to make him feel wanted in the here and now, because you need, not that he would lack motivation, but you need Cam Hayward to feel good, play good. But if he's not back next year, and Larry Ogunjobi's not back next year, you're going to be counting on a third-year player at that point, Keanu Benton, and then what?
Right.
You're going to have to pay someone in free agency, and that's never cheap. It's going to cost more than what Cam Hayward's going to cost if you want a good player, and then you're going to have to spend early draft capital on that spot. Now, as for Keanu Benton, are we expecting big things out of the young man this year?
Huge. Big time.
Huge.
Yep, huge. I thought that was a great pick whenever they picked him, you know, what, last year or whatever, before his rookie year. But he, you know, he played a decent amount, and I think that he's really going to take over that spot. He's kind of that, like, perfect animal at that position. He's a former wrestler. He's stout. You know, I had talked to him a little bit at the softball game. He's a lot bigger, I think, than people think. He's taller than people think, and I just think that he's primed to have a good year. If he stays healthy and they get a deal done with Cam Hayward and he stays healthy, they'll be able to get through. They're just still thin.
I think that Keanu Benton is like your perfect modern day, can play the nose for you in the 3-4, but also he can rush the passer.
Yep.
Well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to say he's Javon Hargrave, because we know what Javon Hargrave was and then became and how much he got paid. But I do think he could have a similar career trajectory. We saw a lot of flashes last year.
Yes.
That was
good,
like,
call.
Thank you. Thank you, Doran. And it was like the one bright spot to come out of the Cam Hayward injury last season, is that you kind of feel like you know what you've got in Keanu Benton. And he would otherwise have not been playing all that much. I read that Sharp Football had the Steelers, not that that's the be-all end-all, as the third best front seven in the NFL. Any team in football, you take an injury to one of your big guns, you're in trouble. But I could see the Steelers' front seven, which is their big strength defensively. You lose a Hayward, you lose a Benton, all of a sudden that run defense starts to ache a little bit, and then you can run the ball, and then the back end, which we don't think is all that good, at least at the corner position, that could really compound some issues.
Mm-hmm.
So stay healthy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.